Andy Hinton is the incident controller at the Yanchep Two Rocks bushfire. I told you that press conference was happening. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
This Yanchep fire continues to be active and is continuing to threaten the communities of Yanchep, Two Rocks and the estate, country estates of Breakwater and Sea Trees in particular. The Two Rocks Township, the Breakwater and Sea Trees estates remain at emergency warning. Also the northern part of the township of Yanchep. Evacuation is possible south from Two Rocks to 17 Tapping Road, Queens Rocks, and north from the Breakwater and Sea Trees estates to the Granville Civic Centre in Gingin. These evacuation centres have been established through the Department of Communities and Local Government. We appreciate their support. We ask that the community do avail themselves of those facilities if required. The current conditions are calm, but we will have another hot day, as you know, and winds will challenge our containment lines, which were established overnight through the great work, combined work of local government, parks and DFES. We're expecting 41 degrees and a southwesterly change of gusting up to 40 kilometres an hour. That will challenge what we have established. We've got 180 firefighters on the ground, just undertaking changeover now, maintaining a strong presence at the fire. DFES, Parks and Wildlife, local government from across the metro region, actively patrolling all day and all night and on site to jump on any hopovers and implement our containment strategies as we develop our containment lines. Our strategies currently are to create containment lines with the Parks and Wildlife machinery and suppress any running fire with the aircraft. There'll be about six aircraft available overhead. We'll tell you the only reported damage, even though Breakwater Estate was impacted yesterday, the only reported damage remains of significance, the service station on Yanchep Beach Road. Great work yesterday by fire crews and the community to avoid any damage within the Breakwater Estate. It really was quite a critical period of time. So a few outbuildings apart in the Parks and Wildlife facilities, but no homes have been lost as reported to date. As always, we encourage the community to remain self-aware by availing themselves, by listening to the ABC radio, 6PR radio, and accessing the DFES website, our Twitter feeds and Facebook, and also maintaining continuous contact through Emergency WA if it's their preferred method. I'm happy to take any questions.
We know about 10 structures have been lost. Can you run us through what type of things have been damaged?
Okay, service stations and sheds. So we refer to homes or outbuildings. You know, a shed might be a garage, but it's the sheds. Yep.
Yes, how remarkable is that? Some of the pictures that came out last night were pretty terrifying.
Yeah, so living in the dream tree change comes with risks. And I don't want to... Hope is not a strategy. And luck we don't rely upon. But we haven't lost any homes. Good solid response. Maybe some preparation by occupants that we encourage. We encourage those fire chats. We encourage people to prepare their homes. Perhaps that's what saved these houses. And yes, you might lose a shed, but you will go home in a few days to your home. And that's what we're asking communities to do. Take responsibility for your own safety, your own resilience.